Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every 65 seconds in the United States, someone develops Alzheimer's disease. It is America's sixth leading cause of death and affects more than 5 million Americans. And with me for this segment, I have Ruth Drew, Director of Information and Support Services for the Alzheimer's Association, and Ed Ortiz. He's an Alzheimer's caregiver. So thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Ruth, let's start off with you. You're the Director of Information and Support Services for the Alzheimer's Association. Now, tell us, what is Alzheimer's and how is it different from dementia, and what are some of the benefits of early detection?
Well, oftentimes people do use the term Alzheimer's and dementia interchangeably, but actually dementia is an umbrella term. There are many different dementia diseases. Alzheimer's is the most prevalent type of dementia. And there are many benefits for early detection and diagnosis. First of all, the warning signs of Alzheimer's and other dementia diseases are the warning signs of any number of things. And so it might not be Alzheimer's. It might be something else, something that may be treatable or curable. You always want to know what you're dealing with. If it is Alzheimer's, you still want to know, because then you can get appropriate medical treatment. And while we don't yet have a cure for Alzheimer's, there are medications that can help with symptoms, and so people tend to do better when they know sooner. Also, this gives the person with the disease a voice in what happens next. They can work with their families to talk about, you know, how do I live my life now? How do I want my life to go? And also, what are the plans for later when I may not be able to live independently? I may need more help. Here's what I want. Here's how I want that to go. Another thing is that people need a diagnosis in order to participate in research. Some people are interested in participating in clinical trials, and we know that the first people to receive effective disease-modifying treatments for Alzheimer's will be people in clinical trials. So that's something else that some people are interested in as well.
Now, you mentioned warning signs there earlier. What are some of the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease?
Well, one of the warning signs is, of course, memory loss, and often that's short-term memory loss that people may experience initially, as well as confusion, disorientation to time and place, sometimes word-finding difficulties, difficulty with problem-solving and with complex tasks, sometimes changes in mood, behavior. There can be a variety of different things, and it doesn't manifest exactly the same in each person, but these are changes that disrupt everyday life, not just normal aging.
Now, what resources are available to empower families to have this conversation about Alzheimer's, and how can the Alzheimer's Association help?
Well, people can come to our website at alz.org/ourstories, and there they will find stories like Ed's and his mother's, as well as other families, real families, talking about what they noticed first, what it was like for them, how they had the conversation, and how they benefited from an early diagnosis. In addition to those stories, people will also find resources that provide them with tips for having the conversation, with information about the early warning signs, and with resources for what to do if it is Alzheimer's or another dementia disease. What are the resources for their family, including all of our online information and support and our 24-hour helpline.
Okay, now what is the Our Stories campaign from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council, and how does this new campaign help people have that conversation with their loved ones?
Well, we're so excited at the Alzheimer's Association to be working with the Ad Council and working with families like Ed and his mother to tell these stories, because we know how important early diagnosis is for families, and it doesn't start with a trip to the doctor. it starts with a conversation in the family usually. And so we know this isn't easy. This is not a conversation that families want to have. In fact, we did a survey recently and we discovered that 90% of Americans said that they want to be told if they're showing signs of cognitive decline, but 3 out of 4 people said it would be very hard for them to start that conversation. So that's really what this whole campaign is about, to say starting the conversation is so important, and here's how to do it.
And what was that website where they can get more information again?
That's alz.org/ourstories.
Great. Now, let's move along to Ed. Ed, you are a caregiver, so you have some firsthand experience with Alzheimer's. You were caring for your mother, I believe. When did you first notice that something was wrong?
I think we noticed about 7 or 8 years ago when she was having challenges with her memory and there were some behavior changes. And then she had a situation where she was driving her car and was at a stop sign and didn't know which way to go and didn't know where she was at. And we knew then that we needed to get help. And so we did indeed go to her doctor, and we found through several tests and a cognitive evaluation that she indeed had dementia. It was a couple years later then that we learned she had a very specific type of dementia. It's called dementia with Lewy bodies. But it was very fortunate for us that we had that uncomfortable conversation early. And, you know, she's diagnosed 7 or 8 years ago, and she's still living independently, you know, with supports, of course, but still independent.
Were you actually apprehensive about bringing up this conversation? And what ultimately inspired you to have the conversation?
Well, I was uncomfortable having the conversation when I thought it was merely memory and behavior changes. But when she had the situation where she was driving and was seemingly lost at an intersection, we knew we had to act, and we did. And, you know, as Ruth was mentioning, there are resources that are available for individuals to access. Actually, our doctors directed us to those resources, and I think that's a testament to how the Alzheimer's Association is positioned within the health delivery system. They are indeed a great resource, and we were very fortunate to have connected into them, and to this day we enjoy benefits from the Alzheimer's Association.
Now, how did that conversation go? What did you actually say?
Well, it was an easy conversation to have because we were, you know, the family was frightened, quite frankly, that you know, my mother could be driving a car and all of a sudden not know where she was or where she was going. So, we started having that conversation on some level out of fear, but when we became more educated about the disease and what we needed to do, you know, slowly the fear turned into let's come up with a plan, let's address this. And let's create safety and stability for my mother, and you know, it's been successful. We're 8 years in, and you know, while things aren't perfect, she's thriving in a community setting and able to live as independently as she can right now.
Great. Now, how did that early conversation and diagnosis change the way that you manage life dealing with someone that has Alzheimer's?
Well, you think in terms of extremes, we did anyhow, at least initially, but as it started to wear a little bit after maybe 6 months, we started looking at how we could live with the disease and how to make life as, you know, enjoyable and as productive as possible. And so my mother has taken the task of being an advocate for the Alzheimer's Association, and she continues to be a very productive part of society and contributes greatly to the Alzheimer's cause.
Now, what advice would you give to people that notice changes in their loved ones?
I would absolutely encourage people to have conversations about this topic and have them early, so that if there is something that can be addressed either through medication or through other types of supports, that we do it early, avoid any unsafe situations. And I think, as Ruth mentioned earlier, it allows that individual who has that disease to make decisions about the future, their decisions about how they would like their care to be given over time when conditions change. I think it's just a really good thing. And conversations like the one we're having today encourage people to want to have that conversation. It makes it more approachable. So I appreciate this being part of the conversation today.
Great. Now, Ruth, as we wrap things up, what would be one point that you could emphasize to our listeners about Alzheimer's awareness?
Well, I want everyone to know that there's so much information and so much support available. You can reach us on our website at alz.org or by calling our helpline at 800-272-3900. We're just a click or a phone call away.
Okay, Ruth Drew, Director of Information and Support Services for the Alzheimer's Association, and Ed Ortiz, an Alzheimer's caregiver. So thank you once again for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.